Hey guys, this is Cole
Liker. Hi, I'm Neil Collins.
This is Jochen Graf.
And you're listening to the Unused Substitutes.
The Unused Substitutes.
The Unused Substitutes.
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood, I got a problem and it's complicated. Going through changes and I just can't ignore the signs. Hear them now, it's so loud it hurts. Hear me growl, hear me howl in the cold.
Off throw, won't get a bounce, down it's three in the box. Bicycle kick! Goal! Rowdies! What a play! What a shot! And it's 1-0 Rowdies!
Evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Unused Substitute Show live on Radio Online St. Pete. My name, of course, your host, Stephen Cundiff. I am here joined by two people for what will be a bit of a smaller show, with all things considered. We are your green and gold gospel. We are your only source for year-round Rowdies coverage. We are live. We are part of the Beautiful Game Network. And, of course, presented in part by Roughneck Scarves. I have with me tonight Daniel and Danino. I have with me tonight Matthew Cox. And I have a very, very small amount of notes. So I'm looking at you guys to carry the show.
Stephen,
go ahead.
I just want to, Stephen, it's not the size of your notes that matters. It's the effort you put into using them.
It's funny because I was about to say, I don't know if you've listened to this show previously, Stephen, before you came in. I don't know if you should trust Matt and I to, with little to no show notes, to keep this on the rails.
Is this one of the ones where you apologize right now for what this is, what's about to happen?
Quite possibly.
I mean, I'm not sure even why I'm here right now. I've got to go wallow in sorrow for the fact that Leon just, you know, continued their miserable streak of playoff results with Nacho Ambriz.
None of that made sense to me.
Club Are you saying that Leon kind of the unprofessional this time around?
I mean, it kind of feels like it. Leon, literally as we were going on the air, officially got knocked out of the Champions League by Toronto.
Ooh, that hurts.
A Toronto team that's missing about three or four starters.
A Toronto team that, were they still playing Jozy Altidore?
No. No, not in this one.
Well, that explains why Toronto won then.
However, it is a Toronto team that has an ex-Rowdies player on it. Who scored the winning goal?
Justin Morrow.
Loaned here in 2010 and 2011 from San Jose Earthquakes. And he had 7 appearances with us back in the day.
I could sit here and pretend that was just my innate Rowdies knowledge shining through. However, I did see Nicholas Murray tweet about it just before I joined the call. So
I want to point out, I beat him to that tweet. I just want to point out that I actually tweeted that out first. He was not the first one to get that out there. I'll forgive you for not reading mine first, but I do want to point out that I beat him on that officially. So speaking of bad results, so speaking of depressing outcomes and things involving the Rowdies, there was a game this weekend. Now, the three of us weren't at it.
My entire takeaway from this game is going to be the only thing that matters is that we got some preseason practice in on delayed by weather games.
True. This was more of a preseason match that was more important for the staff and the field crew to getting the tarp up and the tarp off and, you know. Things like that. That wasn't a good result. I mean, 5-1. against a team that odds makers are putting as either the worst or the tied for worst team in the Eastern Conference in Major League Soccer this year.
And we just dropped a decision to South Georgia Tormenta before they played us.
Correctamundo. That is right. They did indeed lose.
As I tweeted, this is our, we obviously didn't get lineups, but this is even more reason why we should stay out of the Open Cup.
I will say this. We don't have lineups, and that's a very, very important thing. But I do know for a fact, Laura was in net, Lasso was in the middle, Scarlett was on the right, and at least Dalgard was playing right mid, at least for some of that game. And that's apparently where most of the goals came from in this match. Were gaps being opened up between Scarlett and Lasso, like basically those two guys didn't exist. And that's unfortunate.
The Open Cup looks great, guys. We should put all our eggs in that basket.
I mean, just think, instead of being a preseason game, it could have been a CCL game, once we go through and win the Open Cup.
Yeah, that's true. I think we would probably fare no better than RKI and against, Cruz Azul.
And this is the tweet I thought Dan was referencing at first. It's preseason.
It is.
Screw it. If there's a time to get a 5-1 out of your system, the time to play around with some lineups and formations and see what works and what doesn't, go ahead and do it now. It doesn't me one bit.
I'll posit something else, though, in general. Like, even if there was no lineup experimenting, like, let's hypothesize for a second that we played what Neil was thinking was going to be the starting 11 potentially for, first week of the season, considering that this is going to be the last game that we play against an MLS team. I could see there being some level of concern about, certain aspects of this, if that is, the result against a bad MLS team. That being said, some of those goals, even considering that, some of those goals were just weird. They were just weird. Like, random tackles where the ball squirts through to a player, like it happens to be in a, fortunate spot to just kind of, tap it in. Or, strange errors by Evan Lauro where he just, he makes a gaffe where the ball goes through his hands and...
Was this one where someone collided with him and the ball came out and trickled over the line? Was that an earlier game?
No, that was this one here where there was one goal that was scored that arguably probably could have come back. There was an argument for it. I'm reminded of, for some reason, it pops in my head about A Few Good Men. And it was like, look at him. Look at Caffey. He's making an argument.
I didn't see that movie either.
You have not seen Aaron Sorkin wrote it. How have you not seen it?
Dan, you're fired. I'm kicking you off. I'm kicking you off right now for that.
Okay.
It's in your wheelhouse.
I know. I just didn't see the movie. Sorry, guys.
We need to tell Casey this because Casey's not going to be.
You literally can't handle the truth.
I do get that reference. I've seen plenty of bits around that, but
I want you on that couch. I need you on that couch watching that movie.
Oh, okay. So I'm glad you finished it with watching that movie. It's getting a little dicey there.
Just make sure make sure you're watching it with a dime bag of oregano, please.
Okay.
That movie's brilliant.
That movie's so good. Anyways, one of the things that I saw there was not a lot of knee-jerk reaction, because obviously a lot of people recognize that it's just preseason. It really doesn't matter. I want to explore something for you. If you haven't been following preseason results from around the USL, let me introduce you to some of those score lines. So, Nashville, we lost to them, but it wasn't a terrible game per se, nothing like out of the ordinary. Yeah, Louisville got beat by Nashville 4-0. Louisville also got beat by Houston 2-0. I want to point that out because Houston is ranked with Montreal as being one of the worst teams in like the whole league going into this season.
Didn't Louisville turn around and beat Cincinnati also?
They did.
I know they had one game that was called off, but I think that's because and they won a game previously.
Yeah, but they lost 4-0 to Nashville. 4-0. That's not like an insignificant result. Like we didn't lose 4-0 to Nashville. You know,
they're all insignificant. It's preseason.
It's true. But like let's put this out here, right? Like so Tampa Bay Rowdies play against Naples United this upcoming weekend, right? Miami, in one of the few games that haven't been canceled for, you know, the Miami FC, their first game was against Naples. They only beat them 1-0. You know, Miami hasn't exactly been a barnstormer this year. As far as, you know, again, their preseason's been pretty screwed up because Miami, inner Miami, keeps canceling on them. But, you know, that's one thing that's interesting. How about Phoenix? Let's go out west for a second. You know, the team that, you know, went to the finals, won the West last year. You know how their preseason record looks right now?
What if they lost one or two, right?
How about all 8? If Wikipedia is up to date and is accurate, they have lost all 8 matches of preseason by a combined score of 16-3.
Speaking of Phoenix, and I know, Dan, I think I mentioned this to you a while ago. Were we aware that Juan Guerra is now an assistant coach in Phoenix?
Yes, sir.
I did not know that until like a week or two ago. He posted something and I was like, oh, like I didn't even see like traditional, like, you know, thank you to everybody in Indy, looking forward to new challenges, whatever. It was just, all of a sudden it was just, here's Juan in Phoenix. And I was like, oh, hey Juan. So at least we'll get to see Juan again this season.
You poor soul, man. You missed that whole thing.
Yeah. I've been missing a lot of stuff.
I just, this is only very slightly related about being updated, but the Rowdies and clubs around USL have been pushing that culture collection and voting for the flags. So, yeah. But you have to download the app. So I downloaded the app and Dominic Aduro's on our roster. Malik Johnson's on our roster. Kyle Murphy's on our roster. If you're going to pimp an app, at least make sure it's up to date with the players that are on the teams.
Is this the part of the show where I say I uninstalled the app about halfway through last season?
I mean, this is the first time I had it, and I was just checking it out, and it's bad. I'm sorry, USL. You can, you know, chastise me in the DMs or something, but it's bad. Fix your app. Make it user-friendly and kind of at least have the rosters up to date.
You know, the app, from the league perspective, I mean, it's, you gotta create, I mean, obviously you gotta create content that will draw people to it, but it, again, like the primary thing for what that's supposed to be is relevant to the general fan, and if the rosters themselves can't stay up to date, why would anybody have that app? I don't.
Right.
I stopped using it a long time ago.
9 times out of 10, you go to something on the app and it just takes you to a page on their website.
Yeah,
I'll just go.
Yeah,
to
that was an
website.
Issue. Yeah, that was an issue. I remember hearing about that.
I don't need like a, I don't need the app to be a traffic cop.
And that's the thing too, is like, if that's a limitation of the budgets involved, right? Like if you don't have the capacity of hiring the programming team necessary to make a fully functioning independent app, then, like, I'm not sure why you would even bother making a half effort. You know, it's a petty criticism to a certain degree because obviously the league itself has aspirations for what it wants to be. And every league basically out there has a league app. So, you know, I understand the idea of, you know, the competition between peers at the professional organization level. I get that. So I understand, like, you don't want to look at the potential criticism of, well, USL can't be that important because they don't even have an app set up type of deal. Like, I don't want to be petty, but the app was kind of pointless. And if they still don't have rosters right, it kind of still is a pointless thing.
Unless I will, and I don't think I'm the one that usually does this, but I will say that there might be a little bit of leeway given due to short staffing due to COVID, where they haven't been able to completely update. But that might be, that's the only excuse I can give. But not having up-to-date rosters feels like something that should be easy. And yeah, maybe like Steven
Furlough, the app guy.
Yeah.
Well, okay. But here's the thing though. This problem has been going on for longer than COVID. The app itself has not been a, how do I describe this? I would say that it's not been a linchpin of league fan interaction really at any point since it launched. You know,
and that's, it's disappointing because like as for me last year when I couldn't, you know, be watching games or be at the stadium or anything, having an app that could have given me like the MLB app gives me raise updates. If I set them, having something like that for your team would be perfect because most people, you know, there's casual fans that want to follow but can't. And being able to maybe even like link to find a way to integrate it with ESPN Plus or like a link to ESPN Plus if you can watch, so you can watch it on your phone, make it easy. Something just like easy things that make it useful for a fan to have would be good. But I mean, this is what happens when we have no show notes. I find little things to pick on. I think there was one time where I yelled at the team for not having Petey Pelican's birth date right. But, so leave it to me, guys. I will find a way and something to talk about for an hour if we need it.
The great Pelican caper.
You know, it. Since we're struggling for topics, let's bridge this into something more closer to home. I mean, granted, you know, USLHQ being in Tampa is already pretty close, but, you know, the Tampa Bay Rowdies themselves a couple seasons ago made an app. And even for as limited as it was, there was still promise to it. They had things involved. They had ideas for what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And then they abandoned it at the end of the season in 2019. They went ahead and completely abandoned it. Because if I'm not mistaken, they didn't update it at all last year. So if I'm not mistaken, there's no, if you even still have it on your phone, I don't think there's anything.
I think I've got it.
Say what?
I think I've got it. Let me check.
I ended up uninstalling it because my phone is old and it was running out of memory space. And I needed to, you know, still have a functioning phone without buying a new phone. So I had to uninstall it because I needed the space. But... you know, like I did it, I uninstalled it because there was nothing on it at all.
I'm surprised your phone was able to install it, considering I'm pretty sure you're still using a Motorola Razr from 2004.
You can put apps on a flip phone?
Sir, it's an LG Stylo 2. I mean, it's not like it's that old. It's only about 5 or 6 years old or something. I think.
Yeah, I still got the app. Let's see.
We're doing this live on air because we're trying to eat up time. This is working really brilliantly. So I'm willing to just totally wait for Matt to, I'm going to stick my feet up here and up on the desk and I'm just chilling.
The roster page is kind of accurate because it just takes you to the Rowdy's website, which that's been mostly updated. We still don't have the newest signing, Mr. Rosarena on the goalkeeper page, but other than that, looks pretty good. The event page, I got nothing. I'm about 150 points away from being able to cash in for a Rowdy's water bottle. And I don't remember that. Maybe I could have earned that 150 points from the road trip I made to Charlotte where it wouldn't let me check in because it said the stadium was on like the other side of the plot of land where the stadium actually was. And I wasn't walking over to some weird woods in Charlotte just to check in for a game.
Bill Edwards is just trying to get you murdered.
Right?
Imagine how many points it would have been to go to the Louisville game last year.
Get bonus COVID points? Like how does... I just...
You can cash in your points for a free cough.
You know,
I mean, I liked the points idea. It was good. It got people to the stadium, and it made it interactive. And you got free stuff if you went enough. Like that was a cool thing. That was a good part of the app that I loved.
Yep.
And it's things like that that should make it fan friendly. Whether you're at the ballpark. I'm sorry, I was thinking of the MLB ballpark app where you literally do the same thing. But if you're at the stadium, or if you if you're not, because then you need to watch. Those are the two things we need to do. Like, do either get people to the stadium or give them the ability to stay up to date on news and watch. That's it. That's all the app needs to do.
Well, So let me throw a couple other things out. Having a match day voting or whatever for player of the match, for example.
Yeah.
How about a direct link to ESPN Plus for watching away games? You know, being able to just go straight on the app and being able to click a button and going right there without having to jump through any hoops at all. Just straight there. Anybody who isn't even familiar with ESPN Plus, you don't necessarily need the app, can just immediately go straight there from the Rowdy's app potentially. You know, there's so many little things like that that at least gain traction.
And it had that fan cam section where you could like do selfies at the game and you know, add like, you know, whatever text or whatever, like there's
like, do
there
that.
Were things you how could about, do with that.
Like, how about this? You do that, right? And then, you know, whether it's Jake or whether it's somebody else in the social media programming world, whatever, basically picks like a photograph every week for like some sort of a free gift or something like that. Like send in your best picture of the game or whatever. And again, like different ways to make it interactive. You know, because again, like the whole point of the app is to sell advertising space. If you can get a bunch of people on there frequently for each game, you could potentially sell ad space on it. It's a revenue generation. Like that's how you make the money back for something like that in general. You're not going to find really anything else for it per se. And it's just, it's kind of depressing because it like basically completely abandoned the ideas in total, which I thought was unfortunate because I thought there was some merit to what they were trying to do there. Like if I had one thing on the wish list of things off the field, I think that would be one that I was surprised that they abandoned kind of so easily, considering what potential things are out there.
I agree. I don't know if that might have been because the app was an Edwards thing, and that might have, or if the league was like, we're going to kill them all and then create a league-wide umbrella app. I don't know.
Single entity. They would do that, wouldn't they?
But speaking of apps and things that showed up in apps, let's go back to this this flag thing for a second.
Do we have to?
Oh God.
So, all right. First off, what's your guys' take on the flag?
On ours or the flags in general?
There's some really good ones.
Are there? I don't know who made them, and I'm going to preface this with I'm sorry. I'm an entertainer, so next thing is, they all scream, I have a passion for graphic design.
Yeah, and your entertainment design, or entertainment title also has a couple of, you know, like quotation marks around it too. So let's be fair on the criticisms both ways here.
You know what we could do? Let's do this. Let me find. So our friends over at Soccer Crush had an episode recently where they roasted all the new MLS kits.
Well, that's easy. Half of them are the same, but you know.
Exactly. So let's go through these, and I'll screen share them up here, and we will roast the USL flags.
Oh, thank God for you, Matt. Okay, I'm ready. Here we go, man.
All right, so we'll start out with Group A. Group A is Austin, Birmingham, Charleston, Charlotte, and Colorado Springs. Let me get the screen share set up here. Hang on one second. You'd think I remember how to do this. Oh, yeah, there's the button. All right. So I can still see you guys. I assume you're seeing the screen here. All right.
Yep.
Austin Bold.
What?
Dale Bold with bats.
Yeah. Lots of bats in Austin, apparently.
What's the 11 or the creepy thing rising in the on the right here?
Obviously, that's an allusion to the overlords from Fall Guys. I mean, clearly that's a bean. That is a possessed bean in the background. That's what that is.
This is Austin. Just. It also, feels like
Austin.
I was gonna say it feels like a cover for a Batman comic. I don't understand.
And also, I get the connotation, I get the meaning, the purpose of the Dale Bold. But if I'm someone who doesn't know much about the area and I'm looking at that flag, I'm like, who's Dale Bold? Is that the owner?
I mean, that's
this is a new NASCAR flag.
I mean, that's a hardcore. Right? That's like a hardcore white English question right there, though. Like Dale Bold. I mean, come on. Anybody from a Hispanic background is going to know what that is.
Oh, who's Dale Bold?
Oh god,
my new favorite NASCAR driver.
All right, Birmingham Legion.
It's
okay.
It's scaffolding.
Is this supposed to be a flag? Yeah, there's like scaffolding. I guess you know.
Scaffolding and spurs. Is that what it is? So,
so for a while after, and this is my other side, my professional side coming out after Reconstruction, Birmingham becomes a major city in the South. They did a lot of mining and metalworking there, and they actually had some of the tallest buildings in the country all on one street corner. It was reputed to be the heaviest street corner in the country because of the buildings. So I get that, but this looks like it doesn't look like a flag.
No, this I'm telling you, this is if you go to a high school concert, this will be on the monitors waiting for you in like some weird PowerPoint, like flashy thing. And that's not a that's bad. This is, again, it is the I have a passion for graphic design. This one is terrible. This one's worse than the Bolt. We're getting worse as we're scrolling down.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a defensive line on the right hand side, but somehow I'm like imagining like tank traps or hedgehogs or something like that. Like it's like they're trying to prevent like things from going in with concrete barriers. I don't understand at all what it is I'm looking at.
And then just, you know, right there in the middle, the Magic City. I don't know about you guys, but having lived in the South for my entire life and having relatives in certain areas of Georgia, when I hear Magic City, the first place I think of is not Birmingham, Alabama. It's a certain establishment in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, man, you just went there.
I did. They're the ones who put it in the middle of a so-called flag.
What I'm surprised about that is that, yeah, Magic City might be appropriate, technically speaking, but, like, they're not known by Magic City. Even their team branding, like, pretty much primarily focuses on the fact that they're hammers and ironsmiths. Like,
Magic, they're hammered.
Like, and that is a magical thing to do, so I get that. But, like, Magic City and hammers, like, don't really visually go together. So, I don't know. It's kind of an interesting choice on that part.
All right. Next up is Charleston Battery. This actually looks pretty good.
That's adorable.
Yeah, this one's good. This one's good.
My one question, I know it's supposed to be different bridges, obviously, but did they use the same artwork for the bridge in that one as they did in the Rowdies one?
I mean, they're basically the same bridge, so.
Yeah. But it looks pretty cool. Honestly, it looks like if you put the Skyway and University of Tampa together and then for some reason just threw like the Charleston logo on it.
I don't know why there's palm trees. That kind of takes away from it for me. I think they're palm trees or there's like dandelions. I don't know what they are. But these flower things in the foreground could go and it would be ideal.
Yeah, I mean, you got palm trees on the South Carolina flag.
Yeah, I was going to say, they definitely have palm trees in coastal Carolina.
Charleston Battery, like put Fort Sumter on there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patriots Point is right overlooking the harbor where Fort Sumter, like there's some stuff you could put in there.
I mean, this flag is probably the best one we've seen so far in Group A.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Out of the three.
Agreed.
You've seen. All right. Charlotte Independence.
That's not a flag. That's just a word banner.
That's a graphic. Like, again,
it's a terrible hashtag.
Life, liberty,
and the pursuit of championships.
Yeah, but like, let's be real. It says life, liberty, and the pursuit of championships.
Yeah. I don't understand why the city is coming off the D with, I guess, Paul Revere riding a horse
life,
through
liberty,
the city.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of championships.
Or that's Jack, right? Jack's militia, and that's who that's supposed to be. Yeah, yeah.
Or what's the like wish version that they've the front office created? It's like, you know,
Jack's Brigade.
Jack's Brigade, I think.
Yeah.
What a clown show.
And no offense, I've made that trip to Charlotte. That was a fun game to go to. I met some really great people up there. Charlotte's been in the playoffs one time, I think.
Also,
can you really say
this flag
championships? And it looks like Indy 11 to me with the color scheme.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
That's what I was going to say. I don't understand why the red is here.
Yeah. You've got tan, blue, and white on the badge. Why is there red?
No idea.
That's so weird.
It's bad.
Maybe Dan D'Amico picked that color scheme out. I'm just throwing all the problematic stuff out there tonight.
I was going to make a joke, and then I realized I needed to bite my tongue. I will text you guys that joke later.
I am proud of you.
The Colorado Springs Switchbacks.
This looks like something I saw in the Jetsons. I don't know what this planet thing is in the background.
So the funny part about this...
Drop the My City, My Team part. I dig this.
But it's like, is this supposed to be Colorado or like New Mexico? Because my first initial thought is something atomic. It looks like the graphic of like electrons and, you know, neutrons and what the heck?
There's too many rings and too many different angles to be Saturn. Maybe we're taking a look at Uranus.
you're right. Originally, Matt, the My City, My Team needs to go. Like, otherwise, it's not that bad.
Pretty decent.
Yeah, I can. I don't like the weird planet thing behind it, but
I like the colors at least.
I object to the fact that there's a flag of Colorado and there's no clouds of puff anywhere. There needs to be clouds, that's a problem for me.
And maybe like a prairie dog with the bubonic plague running in the foreground.
Now, I always wonder, do you think Colorado Springs, you think the Switchbacks organization set those out there just to have a negative impact on the Colorado, the Rapids? Or what's the MLS team? Yeah, that put a little impact on them. All right, that's Group A. I think we all agreed we like Charleston's the best.
It's the most neutral, I would say.
It was a very low hurdle to cross. let's see if we can find some other group. That was Group A. Let's see. This is the actual voting one here. Let's see. All right, Group B. Here we go. Group B, we've got El Paso Locomotive, Hartford Athletic, Indy 11, Las Vegas, and Loudoun United.
What the? That's a coloring book page. That is a page from a coloring book.
We're looking at the El Paso Locomotive one, which has, are these crocodiles? There's some cactus, some more bats. Bats apparently are a big deal in Texas.
It's
soccer sons. Stars,
some Telstar soccer. I actually don't hate it.
That's not a flag. You know what that is?
That's a really patron. Bad back tattoo.
Say what?
It's a really bad full back tattoo.
No, I'm going to tell you one better. It's one of those temporary children's stick-on tattoos. I think that's exactly what that is.
It's a placemat from Shoney's.
Going in on the big boy. Hartford Athletic.
I could do without the Constitution State at the bottom, like unnecessary words in this, but the rest of it's pretty decent.
It's just the badge, though.
Yeah, like, with We the People in the back and the skyline.
Which, why only those three words, We the People? Like, if you're going to do it, why not just, like, actually put, like, more of the document or just put We the People in bigger words? So that way it's easier.
Yeah, I agree.
But, like...
Well, it's not to be grumpy, but Constitution was written in Philadelphia, so...
True. True.
I understand what they're going for, but I'm not really feeling the connection here. Plus, the way, like the part of the city skyline that they use down there, like how there's that kind of like empty space on the right hand side where there's a bunch of tall buildings and it gets really small, it makes all the Constitution stuff at the bottom look like it's really off center.
Or how about the fact that, like, you know, the tallest buildings and probably the most distinguishable part of the entire city, you know, skyline is covered by the freaking badge in the middle. Why would you cover the distinguishable part of the skyline? Right. That's like literally two-thirds of the whole design. It's the We the People phrase in the background, the club badge, and the skyline of the city. And you literally just covered a third of the design.
And I get that we're one to talk, but why is there a star on Hartford's badge? Like, are they is it like for Red Star Hartford rebrand, or what's going on here?
That's a good question. We need the logo explainer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pendleton, get on this. Indy 11.
Not a flag. This feels like I'm sitting down for a meeting for the presentation of the tourism board of Indianapolis. this is not a
sponsored by Indy 11.
You know, the irony to this is that if you remove the words Crossroads of America, that actually becomes a bad A flag. Like, legitimately, you know, the pole side would be the left side.
With the Liberty statue outline in it, center that.
Yeah, well, no, not even. Because if you think about it, with a lot of flags, you want the distinguishable part of, like, a badge or whatever close to where the pole will be. This is funny coming from me because it's like almost like flag science. But, you know, like when it comes to good flag design, you know, where you have your pole, because, you know, to get a flag to fully blow in the wind, you need like a decent wind breeze. You need a decent wind gust. So it's not going to happen all the time. So if you put your crest closer to the side of the flag where the pole will be, you know, it's going to be more often than not, it's going to be more visible, you know, under most circumstances. You take off Crossroads of America, and that actually is an awesome flag design.
There was like three different times I could have said phrasing during that monologue. I chose not to. But yeah, you dropped the words. I think that's pretty good. I think it looks pretty good. Next up, the Las Vegas Light.
That's not a flag.
It's not a flag, but I will say I have finally found something associated with the Las Vegas Lights that I don't absolutely hate. It's totally on brand.
Where's the llamas? Where are the llamas?
Smiley emoji.
There's no no helicopters. There's no llamas. There's no dollar bills.
I mean, did LAFC even sign off on this?
Here's a trivia question. Viva Lights. Would you name that for a bowling alley, a dance club, or a, I don't know, pick another one, casino?
A brothel?
They'll throw a casino out there. If you were to give that
Nevada,
name.
I would put all three of those together into one building. A bowling alley / casino / what was the other thing you said?
Casino, bowling alley, and dance club.
Yeah. All three together.
Call
and then
we
Viva
put Lights.
On the back.
Viva Lights. With that logo. With that logo right there being the logo like on the front of the building. Viva Lights.
It is definitely.
They should get rid of the crest and just go by Viva Lights instead.
Yeah.
Just rebrand the club right now.
I'm cool with that.
This is every high school like 80s bowling shirt. Knockoff logo and everything right here. Like this is just every Vegas kind of knockoff or bowling knockoff.
That's
and it's a flag.
That thing is straight out of Back to the Future. I'm just saying.
I see that and I'm worried that there's nihilists outside waiting to try and take my money. All right. And down to Loudoun United.
That actually is a flag design.
It's a flag design. But
I don't know if I like it. I'm just saying it's the closest to a real
definitely
flag.
Graphic design. Are those squirrels or foxes or what?
They're foxes. They're foxes. Okay. But I need somebody to inform me what the I bide my time with the Y.
BYDE. I don't understand that one either.
Well, look, I'll say this. From an outsider's perspective, we don't necessarily need to know what the phrase means, because if it means something to the local community, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't.
If also somebody
like
we don't care about them.
But
say, two things: if you can find a Loudoun fan and one that can explain this to me, I don't think that actually exists.
Those are two completely different circles of a Venn diagram. They do not connect. That's very true.
I mean, Dan, we do know at least a possibly former Loudoun employee. Maybe she still works there. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. We do?
Yeah.
womp womp.
Laura from Indy.
Who? Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And honestly, when I first saw this, it looked like they took Florida's flag and then like twisted the saltier in the background and then stretched it a little bit.
Yeah, it's the St. George's cross, just a little adjusted.
Yeah. All right. This one's a little bit tougher. Best flag out of this group?
I'm going to have to go with Hartford.
I'm going Indy.
I'm going Vegas. I'm picking Vegas.
Which is funny because I think Loudon's probably the best flag, quote unquote flag, of the actual ones without adjustments needed. But it is what it is.
All right. Group B. Let's go up to Group C now. That's some real winners in this one, I bet. Go ahead and get Group D open as well, too. And then they've got the bracket posted. I already put my votes in today, so we can go through that real quick. All right. Group C, Miami, Oakland, Orange County, OKC Energy, and Phoenix Rising.
That's a beach towel. That's nothing other than a beach towel.
Miami, that would be a fantastic beach
that's
towel.
That's a great
honestly.
Beach towel. I agree. You just Miami just won the category for best beach towel.
There you go. But you know the colors are the colors match. It's a theme. It matches. It goes with Miami. I can see it.
Yep,
it'll work.
Frequently, the skyline looks like that because of toxic dumpster fires and everything in the Miami area.
Saharan dust clouds. Saharan dust clouds, sir.
Oakland roots.
That's not a flag.
No, I think that's my only complaint is it's not a flag, but it feels very Oakland.
Yes, that's true. It does feel very Oakland. The funny part is that like the allusion to the design they have there is that it's supposed to almost be like a mural on a wall because they've got like a brick facing background for this.
Right.
The funny part is like that actually would make an awesome wall mural that legitimately looks like a great idea for a mural.
When I'm looking at this, I'd be really pissed off if I was Oakland supporters because that's not a bad like TIFO for your first game.
That's true too.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a flag, but it's not a bad TIFO.
True.
They could have done that. OKC Energy. Apparently it just put the last Infinity Stone in its gauntlet.
This is kind of boring. I mean, it's just the logo with some
it's the logo in the front and then a larger version of the logo in the back. And it's
you know, of all the things they could have gone
into.
It's
in the Speed Force. It's,
you know, we made jokes about Oklahoma City Energy. Like, were they supposed to be like the oil barons of the USL? Like, what was the angle that they were going for? And they had an opportunity here to tap into the whole like Tesla coil thing and do something Tesla goofy with the flag and they chose to do that.
Yeah, I'll give them this. I can see that as a flag.
I can definitely see it as a flag. Yes, I will give you that.
Also, a pretty good Twitter header.
Yep.
But I just did a sneak peek. I don't know if you guys were looking. Orange County. I like that.
This is what I wanted. I mean, it's pretty clean. It's very simple.
It's a great T-shirt too. That's a great T-shirt.
This is good marketing.
I'll give it a T-shirt idea. That's got merit. Yeah. I don't know if I'm picking between that and OKC, I'm not picking this one over OKC for a flag. But yeah, there's merit to what they made there.
I'm digging that. Yep. Phoenix.
Guy Fieri in the background.
Like it's all
some birds.
It's another beach towel.
Yeah.
It's going to seem like we're just picking on Phoenix because, you know, we were supposed to play them in the final last year. But honestly, it looks like, I don't know, like, is it a landfill on fire in the background? Like, what's...
Yeah, this, I mean...
Remember in, what was it, Terminator 2 when Linda Hamilton has the vision of the nuclear war starting?
Nope, never saw the movie.
Dan, you're fired.
This looks like what happens after that scene is over, like what the rest of the area around her looks like. Just a dystopian hellscape.
This is going to be what Dan's house looks like after you and I are done with it.
It's simple. It's like generic, like graphic flame.
It's a beach towel.
Kind of cartoony cacti, and it's just I'm not impressed.
Can I just the birds flying in the background? Those are not phoenix. Pheni? What's the? But those aren't. Like that's where I'm getting like this like landfill idea, like these birds circling over this, like it looks like a pile of rubble in the background.
Here's a question. Something that I'm not aware of.
All right. I'm going Orange County is my favorite out of this group. Orange County, this one might be my favorite of all of them so far.
I'm doing agreed. OKC is my vote for this group.
All right. On to the last group. RGV, Sacramento Republic, Tampa Bay Rowdies, and Tulsa.
What the actual Mike?
Okay. So this is where when I said I wanted to come back to this before we had this brilliant brainstorm of roasting the flags, I had noticed. So at the end of the article, before they start posting the flags, there was like it said asterisk created in collaboration with fan consultant. And I thought that meant like all the teams that they collaborated with a fan. And I was going to say number one, does anyone know who our person was? But apparently, only Rio Grande Valley was created in collaboration with a fan consultant. It's definitely a flag.
It looks like my screen is glitching. And then like,
if this was a collaboration, it's one of those ones you get on Instagram when you post a picture of like yourself wearing a new outfit and they're like, you look great. Let's collab. DM for info.
This is either a printer. This is either a printer almost running out of ink, or it's the vertical interpretation of the Doppler effect. I can't quite put my finger on what.
It's not the printer, because then that would be Nashville, right?
I just think
over
when
you're throwing fireballs all night.
I'm just like when I see this flag, I just hear meow. That's all I hear.
I don't get it. I didn't even know they were a team, so this is cool. I learned something today.
It's like when you used to try and watch certain channels in like the 80s and 90s. And
certain channels. There was only one channel. There was only one channel. Maybe and I think I see one in the other right-hand corner.
Dan, it's okay that you don't know about Rio Grande Valley. They play in a random building in the middle of the desert. They're a lot like Phoenix in that way, so they're kind of unimportant because of it. So it's okay that you don't think about it. That's fine.
Previously a hybrid team, but now have become more independent. Still have a connection with Dallas, but they are actually hiring their own coaching staff at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, they're able to compete in the Open Cup now, and I hope they do, and we don't. Moving on, Sac Republic.
It's a cool banner.
I like it.
Other than the little nautical star, which makes it look like it's an asterisk or a footnote for something. Other than that, this is good.
Is this the asterisk that's like in the fine print at the bottom? It's supposed to say MLS aspiring club. Is that what that's supposed to be?
Yeah, I guess so. That's
might be reused next season. We'll see. I feel bad. I've made some good friends among Sac Republic fans. I still owe one a box of beer. He sent me a bunch of beers from over there.
I don't know how I feel about this. It's like a decent banner, but it's just kind of bland almost.
Always liked the color combo, so I'm kind of partial to it.
And at least they stay faithful to it, unlike the Charlotte design. So I'll give them that.
Yeah. Let's throw a random color in there.
And it's a flag. And you've got the tower bridge here, which is where the name of their supporters group comes from. So it's a little nod to the supporters there. I kind of like that. All right, guys, deep breaths for the next one. Tampa Bay Rowdies.
This reminds me of so let's face it. When people think Tampa Bay, very frequently they think pirate ships, pelicans, and freaking the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. So let's be real. This is not surprising. You know what's funny about the color combos and the idea here with the sunburst in the background is that this reminds me so much of that alternative Tampa Bay Rowdies crest from about 8 years ago that made the rounds. This looks so similar in color scheme, like the actual like colors of yellow, green, and stuff like that look almost identical to that. So it's kind of funny in that way.
So, okay. My biggest complaint, and same thing, I meant to bring it up with the Charlotte one, the like brush font style. Okay. Soccer has been doing this for like, I don't know, God, 10, 12 years now. I'm over it. I just don't like it. It's just like we're trying to evoke aggression and violence or something with this. And it's okay. I don't like it. I do appreciate them being kind of on topic and relevant with current events because the color of the water, like if you're going to the yes. Skyway from my direction, looks like the hundreds of millions of gallons of radioactive yes. wastewater pumped out into the bay from Piney Point.
Thank you.
So it looks pretty familiar.
It is a current event.
Pete and Penny down there probably somehow getting superpowers by floating in this chemical
water. Make that connection.
I think that we need to have them go back and put that as Pete's biography with swimming in the bay during the leak and suddenly like a ninja turtle him and Penny are dancing in Rowdy's games. It's perfect. It explains everything.
Take the together Rowdy's off of there, not because I don't like the saying or the sentiment, because I do, but I don't like that style. Take that off of there. You know, how is the boat getting under the bridge in the first place?
I was going to say maybe shrink the boat a little bit and make the bridge more prominent.
That's so running into the Skyway Bridge anymore.
That's so petty because that's all perspective. I'm so mad at you.
No, shrink the boat, make the bridge better, bigger, and more of the focal point, and I'm sold. But honestly, the brush font.
What it reminds me of is a couple years ago, the Buccaneers used to do, back when Flash was still in, Buccaneers used to do these like Flash promo videos for their games. And it was always like the Bucks were like, the team was represented by the pirate ship sailing to all these places that half of them aren't even like on the water. So I don't know how the boat got there, but it looks like the pirate, like that's what it reminds me of when I first see this.
You know, the funny part about this image is that this image, like I could see that being inspiration for a TIFO. Because like we did the TIFO with the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, it was the Beasts of the right. East TIFO, which was arguably one of the best TIFOs we've ever done, you know, period. And like because the Sunshine Skyway connection and the color scheme, this reminds me a lot of that. Obviously, just you know, instead of the monsters, you've got you know the ship, but you know, it invokes that memory, so that's kind of cool in that you know memory space.
It'd be a pretty good scarf, actually. Mm-hmm. I could see that as a scarf design.
Well, with that being said, the last...
Last, flag. And well, maybe at least, I don't want to make any promises. FC Tulsa, I'm sure their Twitter account has said pretty funny things about it.
You know what I think? I'm going to jump in first. You know what I think?
Not bad.
This is my favorite of all of them.
100%. I still think I like the Orange County one overall. I'm not vouching for its accuracy with the oranges, but I like the style of it. But I mean, for you know, FC Tulsa did that kind of Art Deco rebrand recently, and this definitely sticks to that.
I'm going to start by saying, if you take out the Tulsa and everything, this is an airline logo in some bad sci-fi movie. When they're all leaving. Yeah, but that being said, I agree with Steven. It is probably the best one out of all of them.
Just like a rejected SpaceX logo.
I will give you the fact that this reminds me of the logo of the bad corporation that like is the heart of the Cloverfield universe. Like if you follow any of that stuff at all, like it's like hands, you know, around the planet Earth or something like that is the logo. It's a red circle. And that, like, I will give you that. It looks like. Here's the thing. In my mind, if you take this, like, if you take the image, right, and you put the, like, for me, if the flagpole side is on the right-hand side, I think that's an absolute winner. Almost like you're looking at the back side of the flag here. Like, if you would, like, almost, like, invert the image and obviously the you know, the bird symbol is going to be still facing the same way on the opposite side with the way the badge looks. But like in my mind, that actually is an amazing flag. If you've got the pole on the right-hand side there, like the Tulsa should be close to the pole side. And I think that looks spectacular.
I think that's pretty good. So
that's fun.
And I guess they're going to actually produce these flags. Like the winner, is that the story of this year? We'll find out.
Well, I thank you guys for jumping on and helping out and getting us to the finish line here tonight. Because
night.
Yeah, tonight was definitely an off night because there wasn't a whole lot happening. So I appreciate and love you guys for helping out with this.
Do we have some time? We can go over rainfall data from the Orange County Crop Report in 2019.
You remember what I said about that Phoenix flag and it being Dan's house? Now I'm starting to rethink the decision with that comment right there.
I do have a mostly serious we love you.
Fire away.
The people who came up with the flags in the first place, because it's easier for us to sit here and kind of roast the whole thing, but there's no way I'm doing anything better. Like, I appreciate the effort and everything that went into it. I don't make sure we throw a little disclaimer in there, like, and providing us something to talk about. I mean, maybe except for the Rio Grande Valley flag, that makes no sense at all. But, I mean, come on, how often do we make any sense at all either? So I can't really complain. The bar at Shamrock. I'll be back. You guys have a good time. I will not be at the game this weekend because I will be in the bad place from Friday evening through probably Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
So I won't be able to make it for that one.
Make sure you're wearing your elven cloak so that way they can't see you.
This is why I got the vaccine done in time to full antibodies before I go there. Maybe I'll have to go back to the wax museum and put the rowdy scarf on David Beckham again. Thinking about it.
All right. In all seriousness, thank you to Wolfface for providing the amazing intro music to our show. Radio St. Pete Online for giving us a platform to do this show live and entertaining you all on a weekly basis, especially during the season. And of course, to Shamrock Pub for our secret, super secret COVID base of operations for in-person shows. We appreciate and love you guys and can't wait to be back. If you
that
are
reminds
listening,
me, I'm 2 weeks after my my second shot. I can go in there and like lick the bar surface again. Nice. Why am I here with you guys?
If you are listening to the show, please share it with your friends, share it with your other Rowdies fans and supporters. Subscribe. Give a rate and a review to the show. It helps get our name out there because the algorithms will push us there by doing so. If you want to take the support a little further, Patreon is the best way to do it. Starting as little as $1 a month, you can help us cover the cost of the internet and the website costs, the programming that we have to do, and of course the equipment if we have to replace it. That's the best way to do it. We do max out at $10 a month, and by doing so, you would also be a potential executive producer, something I've been slacking in naming. I apologize for that to all of our great patrons. Thank you to our sponsor, Roughneck Scarves, the official scarf supplier to MLS, USL, and US Soccer. Get custom scarves for your group or team at roughneckscarves.com. And if you are tired of the same old uniforms and cookie-cutter templates from Nike and Adidas, and you're looking for a unique, completely custom kit for your youth club, your Sunday league squad, an adult team, or even a pro team, Icarus FC can help you create the kit of your dreams at an affordable price. Let them help you design your new custom kit today at IcarusFC.com. Well, everybody, thank you for listening tonight. We're going to go ahead and sign off. I'll be there at the game against Naples this weekend, and we'll give you some updates because, of course, there won't be quite as hardcore of a media blackout for that game, at least. So hopefully we'll be able to give you some good insight as to what we're seeing and what we're looking at. And yeah, with that, have a good night and go Rowdies.
The Rowdies from here, the Rowdies from there, they kick the ball around. The Rowdies from here, the Rowdies from there, and then they fall on the ground. Oh, the Rowdies, the Rowdies, the Rowdies are a kick in the grass.